This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 123 for Friday, October 29th. Ice canola futures are mixed on Friday morning, with spillover from gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil supporting the front months. There's little direction coming from the Chicago soy complex. The January contract rises $1.40 at $956.70 per ton. The March contract bumps up $1 at $937.30 per ton. There are losses for the more deferred positions. Additional support comes from tight canola supplies, a lackluster harvest this year, and ongoing concerns over dryness on the prairies extending into next spring. Meanwhile, declines in global crude oil prices weigh on edible oil values. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 80.75 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 80.98. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending October 21st that producer deliveries of canola are up 19% from the previous week at nearly 421,000 tons. Canola exports jumped 48% at almost 275,000 tons. Domestic usage drops back more than 13% at just over 202,000 tons. The United States Department of Agriculture reports three private sales this morning. One is for more than 279,000 tons of corn to Mexico. The others are for soybeans to unknown destinations at 132,000 and 222,000 tons. Soybean production in Argentina is likely to step back this crop year as farmers are switching to corn. The latest production estimates are calling for 44 million tons, down almost 14% from the USDA forecast of 51 million tons. Planting progress in Argentina is just over 4.5% for soybeans and 28% for corn. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The January contract is down 2.5 cents at $12.43.5 per bushel. December soy oil is virtually unchanged at 60.88 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is unchanged at $3.30.90 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Friday morning, with the December contract up 3 cents at $5.66 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the December contract dipping a half cent at $7.10. Wheat futures are mixed on Friday morning. Chicago December loses a nickel at $7.67. Kansas City December drops 7 cents at $7.83. And Minneapolis December gains a nickel at $10.43. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 29th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.